You're listening to SBS News.
Rowan Williams is the full-time carer of his three-year-old daughter, Ari. He took on the responsibility when his wife returned to work after maternity leave. The transition, he says, wasn't easy, given he was mostly absent in the baby's first few months.
If I had access to more leave when my daughter was born, it would have, in the end, made it easier for me when I did become a full-time parent, because I would have realised what was involved in running the kind of child's routine and everything like that. And I only had access to the 2 weeks as the secondary carer, who was also, the dad and partner pay was the only thing available to me.
Ideally, he says he and his wife could have shared parental duties early on.
It is a team effort and you're a partnership in raising a child. And that essentially just means that both of you have more freedom to go back to work, to juggle other priorities in life, because you know that you can rely on your other partner to pick up the slack.
There are now calls to overhaul the system. Professional Services Network KPMG is proposing that couples are offered a total of 20 weeks paid parental leave, with a maximum of 18 weeks for either parent. The number of weeks would increase to 26 over 6 years, rising by two every 2 years. KPMG's Economics and Tax Centre partner Grant Wardle-Johnson says parents who share caring duties could be awarded additional weeks under what would be known as an equality supplement.
And the idea is you get a bonus of 2 weeks if that's a 55-45 split or closer, and 1 week if it's a 65-35 split.
But the federal government says claims there is no flexibility in splitting current leave provisions between parents are incorrect. In a statement provided to SBS, Social Services Minister Anne Rustin said, on the 11th of June 2020, the government passed legislation which increased the flexibility of the scheme by allowing the final 6 weeks of leave to be transferred all or in part to the other parent. KPMG stresses any parental leave scheme should not be gender-based, so that same-sex couples are also catered for. It estimates that once fully implemented, the program would cost the government an extra $1.1 billion per year. But there would be long-term economic benefits, with women's participation in the workforce expected to increase. The scheme is also aimed at reducing the gender pay gap. Peter Strong is the CEO of the Council of Small Business of Australia. He says he supports the proposal but would like to see better support for small business owners.
Seeing more and more women starting businesses, the latest figures I saw was that more than 50% of new businesses are being started up by women, yet they're never eligible for paid parental leave just by the nature of what they're doing.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.